Here is, I can't find my notes. I wrote up notes of Shabbos. I can't find them. So there's a very good chance I'm going to skip out something I wanted to share with you. So if along the way you think of something, don't interrupt because I'm totally losing my train of thought without a piece of paper. But if you can remember what it is and ask me towards the end, that'll be better. Okay. I'm going to work through that. We're using your five questions, your where, your what, your when, your how, all those wonderful things. The why, we're not going to get involved, so involved in the why is that's for Rabbi Lapiansky to answer. The why, okay. Okay, so let's start with the when. So the mitzvah, it's, first of all, everybody knows it's Chafei Kislev. Right, you don't need me for it, thank you. And the question, how many days it is, Menachem has many answers to give you on that. The preferred time in the Machlokes and Halacha, when is the preferred time to light? The proper time to light is by Shkia, or the proper time to light is by Tetzik Kachovim. The Shulchan Aruch passage, you'd light by Tetzik Kachovim, the Rambam says you'd light by Shkia. So, that's the time that you can, the preferred time to light. A person who is Torah has the right to light from Plag and Mincha onwards. That's clear in Shulchan Aruch. You have to light in Mikra Adin and the Din of the Gemara until the Zman of Tichel Regel and Ashuk. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch gives you in Tafresh Ayin Bey's Sifal. He adds two more words, or two more phrases. He says, "Lo ma'achren, lo ma'kdimen." You can't go. This is man that we're telling you. You should not do it earlier, or do it later. He's trying to hit that zman. The Mishabur over here in the Berlocha comes and says that zman is obviously they didn't have clocks, and they didn't have these fancy devices to know exactly when these zmanim were. So when Chazal said lo ma'achren, lo ma'kdimen, they obviously meant within a range. They gave you a certain amount of range of time. Mishabur brings multiple rayas that within a half an hour of this man is called within the right time. Okay. So when should you light? So Rebbe Kotler came along and said, based on this idea of this Bir Locha, that he has an Ein Fel. Rebbe Moshe holds that Tetzik Chacham in America, you can assume that Tetzik Chacham in America is 15 minutes after Shkia. That's what he holds. So if you do your math, 15 minutes after Shkia, if you light 25 minutes after Shkia, you're lighting within a half an hour of Shkia. You're running with a half an hour of seis. So you're being yotze bolshitas. So if you hit that sweet spot of 25 minutes after Shkia, you're going to be yotze both the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Rambam. So that's what he suggested to do. And that's many, many yeshivas is to light. The zman they want you to light is at that point in time. Now, step number one. This is the preferred zman. The Medina the Gemara, they lit outside. And the main halakha was for the people in the streets. So when you light outside, the Gemara says if you light earlier, people don't really notice the light. It's light out. If you light later, so there's not too many people outside. So that's when they gave you this very narrow window of time. But Mizman HaZeh, that we do not light in the streets. We light inside. So the halacha is that you definitely have longer to light than we did in the Gemara. So the hakpot of the zman is not as intense. And I'll clarify the part and then we'll stop and we'll wash and we'll continue to share it. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to light, the zman you have to light is until Tichel Regel Menashuk, and not afterwards. So, which is assumed to be half an hour after Seis. So you have basically a window of time to light. According to Shulchan Aruch, you have a very little amount of time to light. You have to light by tzeis, and not, and then you have a half hour window. That's it. Medina the Gemara, when you light, you have exactly 1 half hour of a window to light, and that's it. According to Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, you had from Shkia until that time, which was however long you hold the tzeis is from Shkia till tzeis. Let's say probably 50 minutes, so you had 80 minutes to light. 50 minutes until say, and another half an hour afterwards. So that's it. That's all the wind that you had. You're supposed to light during that time. But that's the case where they were lighting out, and that, if you missed the time, the Mora says, that's it. The story is over. You missed the mitzvah for that night. That's Bisman Chazah when they lit outside, but now the way we lit light inside, the Ikar Lachas with the B'nai Abayis. So therefore, theoretically, the Chardas know Bisman at all. that now that your mouth, you don't have to be careful to be to light before that zman. But Rama says, it's a good idea. It's type. It's a milo. It's not meikar adin. So nowadays, the leeway is much stronger than Bizman Chazal. And you can light later as long as the B'nai Bayis are awake. So you have much more time to light. Do you have to imakba to try and get this perfect Zman? According to that. So Rama says it's a good idea. It's type. So that, let's say you have other considerations, that's going to be difficult to do that. So a husband's waiting for his wife to come home. So he can light by the Zman, his wife's not going to be there. The wife is waiting for the husband to come home. She'll light by the Zman, the husband's not going to be there. You have family coming, they're going to be arriving later on, and you want to light when the family is there. You're in Seder, you want to say to them the Seder, to learn without, instead of, running home in the middle of Seder. Etc. So the Ikar Pesach is you could wait. Since Mikra, then you bet some you could wait till later on. It's not a Chatzkil, even. It's a Maila to light earlier. So Mailas, you take consideration. So Shalom Bayis is a consideration also. If your wife's going to feel very bad that you didn't wait for her, it's not Kedai. So Rabbi Scheinberg says you should wait till later on, he said, instead of lighting earlier. He said you should stay in Seder, because you want to be a Zeif Chum, to light by the Zman. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little more complicated because you light outside. That really, the Zman of the Gemara should really apply. But in America, where you're lighting inside, right, so you're not lighting for them. So, fine. Now, how long do you have? You got home late. So, how long do you have? So, you have, until Chatzos, for sure you have. The Shulchan says, Malik Mahalik Kol HaLayla. However, Mishabura brings that the Magen Rambam says you only have to Chatzos. But it's dafka that with a bracha you need the B'nai Bayis to be in the Urim. Okay? So if the B'nai Bayis is not awake, you make it without a bracha. You light without a bracha. The Shartzian brings that the Chem and Moshe disagreed with this very strongly. The Chem and Moshe said that, so what are you basically saying? The person's single guy. It's all by himself. He doesn't light with a bracha. Because there's no. The Iker Hadlaka is Kishumanation to the B'nai Bayis. He ain't got no B'nai Bayis. Story over. Says Amistabr. He brings very strongly argument you would make a reversion of the Tshuva passes like this Sharatzion. That the Iker Pesach is like the Sharatzion, that a person would light, even very late, he would light with a bracha, even though he's all by himself. So obviously, Chatzil, you want to try and do it earlier. There's a mile of doing it by the Ikra Zman, which is we try and let to be Yeretz Boshitas, but the Ikra the person to light later. Now the Shulchan Aruch said you have an option of lighting for B'lag HaMincha if you're going to be Torah later on. So let's say your Tak family is going out later on that night to go somewhere. So the Taz says that you cannot light if you're going out for dinner one night. You can't light there. I'm going over to my friend's house for dinner that night. That's not your house. It's not your makam shita. It's not your makam achil either. You happen to be eating supper there. That's not called your makam achil. The fact that you're having a meal there one time. So you have to light at home. So what's the eight? So you have CS 3 eights. So either you light before you go from plagim and chanamuts. You have somebody lighting your house, a shliach lighting your house, bizman. You light when you get back. Which one's preferred? Out of the three options, which one is preferred? Right? You have three options. You can light from plagim and chanamuts before you go. You can light with a shliach, this man, or you can light when you get back late at night. So which one is preferred? So if there's going to be somebody in the house, the preferred zman is light with the shliach. Because you're lighting at the right time with the shliach, and there's some nisim for somebody there in the house. One of the kids is not going, whatever reason, he's, making a strike, he doesn't want to go visit that aunt, doesn't like her, right? So he's staying home, so he can light for you, right? So you can light in the house. But let's say that's not an option. Everybody's going. At Baruch Hashem, the whole family's Basholim, they're all visiting Aunt, Aunt May. So good. So Aunt May is so excited everybody's coming, and she wants you ready there. So Machloek is which one is better. The Ikar Pesach would be better to light later on when you get back. Not from Plag HaMincha. The light from Plag HaMincha is a cooler. We use it Erev Shabbos. We prefer it to be light later when you get back. Now, the next step is, you know how to eat before you light. So there's a slight little problem over here. Right, so there's a lock of shmira. You can make a shomer. So you can make a shomer to remind you to light, and then you're allowed to eat. So what's a valid shomer? So a valid shomer is you ask somebody to remind you that person can't be someone who's eating. One of the eaters, because he'll get just as confused, you know, forget just as much as you will. Right, if you have somebody who's not there, you know, he's a friend of yours, say, remind me, you know, do me a favor, call me up, at, you know, and remind me to light. That'll work. Rav Scheinberg was asked in regards to using an alarm clock. It's printed in the Amud Torah from way back when. So, using an alarm clock, he said that would be sufficient, but it has to be clear what the purpose of the alarm clock is. So he was dealing with an alarm clock. He said you would have to put like some type of a piece of paper there to explain what it's about. Nowadays, a person who has these, you know, between his computer and his smartphone and his iPad and iPod and whatever, right? You know, so there's something out there which can, you know, you can write. The alarm will go off and say, "Remind you to light." Now you have to respond to that note reminder. So supper took longer than you expected. You said it was 10 o'clock. Oh yeah, you know. So if you don't set the snooze, you're back. You can't eat. Right? The point is, it's not reminded you once. The point is that you go back to eating, so your rights are going to forget. So it has to be that it's reminded you at a time where you can react to it. A similar law, just let's say, for example, in regards to the issue of going to bed, going to sleep before mincha, if the Rosh Hashanah holds. The more times the issue of going to sleep before Maariv. There's no gemara talking about going to sleep before mincha because they didn't sleep during the day normally. The Rosh Hashanah says, but the issue applies before mincha. But there is an etzav shomer. Etzav shomer does mean, however, that you have when the shomer wakes you up, you can't go back to sleep unless you're asking him to come back to wake you again. All right. So there'd be another example where that applies. Not that I've ever applied to any of my bokrim. Whenever I go to sleep in the middle of the day, you know, even Shabbos afternoon, they all sit and learn the whole time. But if theoretically such a person would exist, you might know something like that, asking for a friend, right, type of thing. So let's put a pause over here.